You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys, as we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Let's get to it, indeed. Actually, gosh, I wish the camera had been on our guest. Besides, she being so beautiful, she was dancing to our intro and raising the roof with her hands. It's good to have you here. Actually, Mark, we've been talking about calling the show Filippo and Friends because we always have people that want to stop in. And today we've got three beautiful women in
lots
the studio. Lots of friends today. But one friend in particular who is our guest of honor, and she's not just our guest of honor, but she is an ambassador to something that's really special, really new, although maybe not so new. Maybe it's been around for thousands and thousands of years, and we're only just discovering it because we're awakening to what this is really all about, or at least what it's time for, something whose time has come. Actually, it's interesting because I wrote on Facebook something that I was just feeling, and as I was getting ready to post the picture of our guest, I wrote, "Ah, to be young and beautiful and have the world as your oyster, and to want for nothing except to make the world a better place for all. Such is the life, journey, and sentiment of our guest tonight, and probably why she has been newly appointed the ambassador of the New Earth Project." Now, let me, look, you're getting touched by that. But that's what I'm feeling. When I first met you, that's kind of what I felt. And we'll talk more about that. And the New Earth Project is a pioneering initiative to unite humanity in a common cause, to define a world shaped by conscious people in order to bring about health, joyful, and prosperous lives. You get the picture. Yeah. And we like it too. So that's why we have the newly appointed ambassador of the New Earth Project with us, very, very, very Victoria Jensen.
Hi,
and
guys.
She's going to be back with us right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb and rob minerals from the body. IonWay's ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWay's ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWay's water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IONWAY's water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, if you're watching us at thejointstudios.com right now, live streaming, you would be seeing us laughing in the middle of those commercials. And the reason is because Victoria Jensen is around. And anytime she's around, there's laughter and there's joy and usually some dancing and music and a lot of fun. So so here we are. And, you know, interesting, Mark, just this morning I had a brand new client that came from Yakra, actually. And we'll talk more about him because I think we're going to have him on the show. But I was surprised because he's promoting this really deep concept in this film that he's creating, and it's this stuff that's like really, really deep, and the film is really thoughtful and well put together. And anyway, we decided to do a Skype conference because I was doing life coaching with him and never met him. He comes on Skype and I'm like, holy shit, he's a very young guy. Handsome man, looks like kind of like, you know, the male version of Victoria, in the sense that a lot of energy, and he can do anything in the world right now. But what he wants to do is tackle some of the world's problems. It's like he can go off and become a multimillionaire or become a model or become a whatever, and all he cares about is solving some really deep issues in the world. And I was kind of shocked when he came up on Skype. I'm like, oh, hello. I'm just not thinking. You're thinking, you know, wise old man, you know? And so when we were talking about Victoria being the ambassador to this project, which is such a huge project that's coming into our consciousness, it's like, here she is. She's 27 years old, young and beautiful, and she could be dancing all over the world, having a good time, yachts and blah, blah, blah. And all she cares about is bringing joy to the world and the fishes in the deep blue sea.
Let's not miss the fact that she's still
having a good time and having a good time. Well, yeah.
We can do both.
We're talking about you. No, but seriously, right?
You can do both. You can do both, and there's more of us out there, you know, that are coming up. And I think there's a lot of people that wanted to, but what were allowed themselves to be victim of the system. And more people are stepping forward, and especially, I think it's because of some of the younger people that have come forward, like Victoria and this other gentleman you're talking about, that are leading the way and just making it very clear that, you know, making those choices, that you're able to make those choices and that they're empowered.
Yeah, kind of looking at maybe the older generation and say, okay, you all went for money, or you all went for the house and the picket fence and the kids, or you all did that. And look at you all, so many of you miserable, and that we've got to find a new way. And what I actually said to him is, he said, you know, all my life, nobody listened to me. And I said, well, the consciousness of the time was not to look at the children and say, teach me. But now we, our generation, at least I am, I'm looking at the younger generation and the younger generation, even younger than Victoria, and saying, does that child know something I don't know? And I'm willing to listen.
Well, what's interesting is a lot of the older generation was brought up, you know, in a different type of method of communication. They didn't have the internet. They didn't have the ability to get to certain types of information. The programming, I think, was a lot different. You know, whereas the kids now have learned that if enough of them band together, they don't have to do exactly what they're told if it doesn't benefit them. And so they're starting to challenge the rule sets. And that calls to mind certain questions. And they're starting to ask, why should I be eating this food in a box that's not good for me? Why?
Yeah.
You know, why should I believe what I'm told in this science book when it's not the truth, or you can't prove it to me? You know, whereas before, I think it was, you know, more habit or just accepted. You know, you take what you're told, or take, you know,
listen to your elders, right? Or children should be quiet and not be heard. And
right.
All right, well, let's just get started. I refer to this young lady as a young Renaissance woman, actually, because she's an artist. She's a, you're liking all this, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm like, wow, you're picking me up here, Philippa.
I totally get you. Well, not totally, but I want to totally get you. And that's, and I'm so glad you're here. So, again, a young Renaissance woman, because she's an artist, she's a DJ, and she's so much more. But today we're going to talk mainly about your work with the New Worth Project and focus a little bit on that, you being the ambassador. But before we get into that, hello.
Hello there. Hi.
Take it away.
Okay. So, well, actually, we do have, there are maybe five other ambassadors.
Oh, wait, no, let's not get into that yet. Okay. So were you always like this, even as a child?
Yes. Probably, I'm trying to calm it down a bit in case I bounce off the screen. But yeah, so basically the New Earth Project, I've become involved with that.
No, but were you always like this, even as a child?
Maybe, but I wasn't an ambassador for the New Earth Project. Although I probably was, actually.
I was going to say, maybe not formally, but in essence, everything you've ever done has led to this.
This is the funny thing. It's like, this has happened, but it's been such a natural role just to fall right into, because it's like, it's just actually what I do. It's like, it's just, this is, the New Earth Project is totally all I'm about. So when they were like, approached me and said, we think that you'd be good for an ambassador, I was like, yeah, I definitely would, because I'm already doing that anyway. So yeah, sweet.
Okay, so what are you doing anyway?
So just like traveling as much as possible, like constantly, meeting as many people as possible. Like
I know we've been trying to have her on the show for a long time, and no, she's on Australia she's right like, now. No, she's in Spain right now. No, she's in Dubai right now.
Yeah. In Cleveland.
Cleveland?
And
you didn't go to Cleveland, did you?
Not yet, no.
Not yet, but she's going to.
She's coming tomorrow now, okay? Now that you've mentioned it. I think that, you know, as you just said, the internet is like a huge tool, and just having access to so many different things and information and like really questioning, I just am actually completely obsessed by finding new technologies, the things that are going to save Earth. And that is my quest on Earth, and why I'm here is to help save it, because obviously, I mean, maybe Earth is also saving herself in a way, but we do need to really manifest a beautiful, amazing future, which is completely possible if we just realize that actually what we put our energy and effort into, we make happen for real. So that's like the New Earth Project is getting together these people around the world who say, hold up, this isn't right. And like there are loads. And I mean, I'm working through emails like every day, literally. We're getting more and more and more. It's like exponential growth here, and the likes on Facebook. So many people are really wanting to do this, and they want to live in resonance with nature, with clean energy, which we've had the technology for over like 100 years, and it's been suppressed by the powers that be, you know, like the petrochemical companies. So we're just saying, no, hold up, this isn't right. And we're using zero-point energy, which extracts energy from the quantum field, and it's totally clean and it's infinite, and we don't need to fight over energy anymore. So yeah, free energy. That's like a really big thing.
You know, I don't want to sound facetious, like I'm going back to your childhood, but you know, you're still very, very young. When did you start thinking like this and talking like this? Seriously.
For as long as I can remember, I've always definitely thought that there's much more. Like I always thought this isn't it, you know, like I know that there's much more. And just because, I mean, I'm very excited, like, and happy, and I feel an energy that isn't from food, definitely. And I've got a twin sister too, who also feels that, and I've got friends that are like that too. And we know that, you know, there's this energy somewhere going on, and you feel that everything is energy. So why on earth are we fighting and paying for energy when everything is energy and the universe is made of energy? It's like we have to realize that that's a huge lie that was made to control people. Some dark or something that was going on.
Well, in case you all are watching us at the studio at thejointstudios.com right now, the live stream, right now we are off the grid. The whole studio is being run by the energy of that is coming off of Victoria Jensen
and
right now.
Energy is coming from the universe. Getting so, it from the quantum level.
So with that, we're going to be back with more. We're going to be back with more energy here on Life Changes with Filippo and lots of friends. When we come back with Victoria Jensen.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
And we're back. We've got Victoria Jensen in the studio, and we're all lit up as well, too. I forgot to mention that because of her energy. And Victoria...
And because of your own energy.
That's right.
Like, your energy is lighting me up.
I forgot about that.
I forgot about that. I'm just looking at you. But 2 days ago I had a thought, and I'm like, well, that's kind of a silly thought. And then listening to you, well, not silly, but... Yeah. I just had it, okay. And it just went away. And now listening to you, it came again.
Okay.
So I want to share it with you, and I want to know what you think about
it.
Okay. So you know, if people like protest, if the powers that be feed off of negative energy, like you were sharing a little bit about that, right?
Yeah.
And then people get in the street to protest, right? Is that potentially feeding the negative energy? So you know, my thought was, go into the street in millions and dance.
Yeah, of course. Let's go. I want to lead that.
Well, there you go.
One of the packs anyway.
If you were the ambassador of the New Earth Project, maybe you could do something like that.
Yeah, well, we are going to be doing something.
Oh, really?
Like that. So, yeah,
I tuned in.
Yeah, dude, you were like totally on it. We're like aligned massively.
Oh, so you had the thought and I just picked it up from the...
Well, I think that basically, like, that is really true. The whole thing about focusing on negative things. And, I mean, just... Really, everyone should just stop watching the general news because, you know, it's propaganda and they really focus on terrible things all the time. So people are pumped with this fear and this anxiety about all this trauma that's going on in the world. And that's what they led to believe the world and life is. So that's what it's making it. And, you know, like if you protest and if you get angry and you say, like, we've got to fight this, we've got to stop this. It's like, why don't we switch around a bit and actually just be believe that it is already changed and that if we celebrate the really, really amazing things that are happening, then that will actually solve a lot of the bad things that are happening. You know, like if we focus on the truth and seeking truth, then ultimately the lies are going to actually just dissipate. What's the word?
Dissipate's a good word.
Dissipate's a good word.
So I think that, I mean, and it's obvious that there is negativity in the world, but that's just the way it is. So we don't always need to be living in fear and anxiety and worry about it. Let's just make change and then sort it out.
Yeah, you know, as you're saying this, I'm reading the New Earth Institute is set to become a global focus standard for higher learning and creative expression. It is facilitating expert international partner organizations and acclaimed individuals known for their dedication to ushering in the New Earth vision. So there are scientists involved with this. There are
economists, homeopaths, physicians, farmers, people involved in permaculture, organic farming, or this like next level farming, consciousness, just, you know, we're going to have massive institutes where with like yoga, raw food, which is a massive part of the ascension. It's like we need to really change what society is eating because it's poison and it's killing people massively. It's like a weapon of mass destruction, really is.
It's just like, just putting it out there, like, This is it.
Be fearless.
This is fearless.
It is a weapon of mass destruction, people. Like, and also the farming industry is really terrible. Like, giving, you know, all this energy and the way people aren't aware of actually what they're eating. So it's all about raising the consciousness. And that's what the New Earth Institute and the New Earth Projects are going to be. They're going to be groups of really conscious people that want to get more conscious and more loving, who want to, you know, bring peace to Earth and make a harmonious, beautiful paradise of Earth, which is what we actually are going to make.
Are all the influencers that are already signed on, are they active, or is it more kind of name association? Or is there a momentum with people? Because there's a lot of groups that are starting up and people kind of want to be associated, but yet then they go back to what they're doing rather than really helping to advance the effort.
It's all very proactive, and they are really associated. People from, as we just said, like so many different disciplines, so many areas. Yeah,
I'm reading here on the website. Actually, if you go to lifechangesnetwork.com and you look at this interview, whether it's in the archives or if you're looking at it today, it's right on our homepage with Victoria Jensen. You'll see the Facebook page is on there. There's a link, and you'll also see that there's a link to the New Earth Project. And I say that because it's kind of long, though I'll say it now. In case you miss it, just go to lifechangesnetwork.com and you'll see the link. But it's new-earth-project.org, and then I think you have to have the /new-earth-institute. But in any event, it talks about breakthrough science and technology, new earth economics, healing and wellness, spiritual advancement studios, sacred arts and science. I mean, it covers everything.
Everything. It really does. I mean, they've been working on this for over 10 years now.
And who's they?
Sasha Stone is the founder, and he's also the founder of Humanitas, which is a non-for-profit organization for bettering the world and humanity. So they've been doing a lot of work globally for a pretty long time. And he's a political activist as well, just basically wants to free people from the constraints of all these lies and deceit, which we are actually being pumped with all the time. And so he obviously has had this seed in his mind, and he's dealing with a lot of people that are as well, just from traveling around the world and being in a conscious environment. You actually do exponentially develop, and you meet the people you need to, just due to, you know, I think a lot of people have heard about the law of attraction. That really is real, and it's true. If you are acting with the power of love, if your actions are in the name of love and in the name of peace and gratitude and hope, then amazing miracles happen, and they seem like miracles, but it's not actually a miracle, because we're all connected by this energy matrix, which we can extract the energy from in order to fuel life. So it's like every time you have a thought and then an action, it leads on to exactly that. So, yeah.
You know what I like about this conversation? A lot of things, actually. But one thing in particular, we've gotten to interview a lot of wonderful people and amazing people, and people who are quote-unquote experts in this field, that are mature in this field and making a lot of money in this field or what have you, and got a lot of books out there and all that. And this is the first interview this young lady has done on this subject. And it's coming straight from the heart, and she hasn't been schooled in this, and she hasn't been told what to say, because she's just newly become the ambassador, and she's speaking from her whole heart, her spirit, and the information she's giving and how she's giving it is pure, and more power to you.
Well, it's the truth. I just want to spread the truth, really. It's very important. And I'm really passionate about it. And like, when you know something and you realize that people are suffering and they really don't need to, then obviously, like, you have to take the role. And I'm by no means the only person doing this at all. It's just like, it's true.
It's from
the heart. Peace.
Woo. Peace. Okay. Well, what more can you say after that? Thanks for being on the show. No.
just get out of here.
You're just getting started. It's funny, because the first time we met, and then I was talking to you about this earlier before the show. Talk about the law of attraction, right? Yeah. And what you focus on. I said to you, you know, when I met you the first time, I thought either this girl is independently wealthy or she doesn't have a dime. but either way, she lives exactly the same way. In other words, she's attracting to her, whether she's paying for it or attracting it, she's bringing to herself the experiences and everything she needs.
And then some.
And then some.
I've never seen anything like it. That's how we met, was through a series of synchronicities.
With the tattoo, the free energy tattoo.
And beyond that, now I've watched her she's the perfect example of manifestation.
Right.
She'll be like, I need a lift across town, and a helicopter will land in the street. And I mean, I haven't seen that one yet, but I'm sure it'll happen.
Yeah. Some people pay for it, and some people just bring it on.
When you're that in alignment and that passionate about making a difference and being in service, it happens. And Victoria's a perfect example of that.
Now people could say, well, it's easy because she's young and she's beautiful. And, you know, some people might say that. But there are a lot of young and beautiful people out there that are not.
Everyone's beautiful, actually, if they live in love. If they really do love, like, and love themselves. It makes you beautiful because if you love yourself and realize that the power, and I'm going to say the power of God, because that is the power of universe, like the universal power of energy. If you respect that and love that and know that like divine majesty is you, then you're not going to want to like neglect yourself. You don't want to eat shit. You want to be healthy. You want to be happy because everything you do and think it's your own responsibility. We're all completely responsible for our own existence. So we need to take the responsibility and the responsibility that we have for every single other like life sentient being on this planet. And then that makes you beautiful.
See where she went? That's not where I was going, but that's where she went. And, you know, it reminds me, a friend of mine is in – no, I mean, it's not that I can't go there, but I was talking – but okay, so you think I can, Victoria.
You can go anywhere you want, sweetie.
Woo! Okay. Peace. Love. All right. So it reminds me of a picture that a friend of mine took who's in Ecuador right now. And he had this picture of these three beautiful women that he took, and they were selling their wares on the street. And this picture just grabbed me because they looked so peaceful and so happy. And yet in the terms of, you know, they wouldn't be on Vanity Fair because they were probably in their 40s or 50s, but they literally looked like they were 90 with wrinkled faces and all of that. But there was a serenity in their eyes and a smile on their face that I don't see often here.
Yeah.
Right. And I wanted to grab that and make a meme out of it and say, tell these women without makeup, they're ugly and they're going to laugh at you. Right?
Yeah.
They're going to think you're crazy. Yeah. We don't need makeup. We're beautiful.
Yeah. Well, I mean, why? I don't think that we need to cover our faces to, like, I mean, why? What is this concentration and focus all the time on, like, the appearance? It's not appearance, it's energy. Like, you know, like, what's a spot or, like, a baggy eye or whatever, you know? It's like, what about having a laugh and like dancing like you're crazy and like literally just giggling so much that it hurts? I mean, isn't that more important than looking in the mirror and going, "Oh, well, I better put a bit more like this on," you know?
It's so important that Victoria brought this up because this is exactly why she is the way she is, but it also speaks to all of the other things that her truth that she was talking about at the beginning of the show, which are all directed towards things, products, and ideas that were designed to sell something, which distract the person from that inward beauty.
Money
and
poison.
Looking to the outside, the makeup or the clothes or the stuff.
Yeah.
And the more you're going for that, the less you're going in here and finding that inner beauty.
And, you know, we are really so, like, so hammered in and, like, led to believe that we need all these things to make us complete and make us happy. And, like, I mean, it's not surprising that people do feel that way. And, like, don't get me wrong, I've felt like, you know, I've when I was younger and stuff, I would think, oh, I should probably get that or I should. It's like, sorry, I just lost. Well, sorry, I was going there. Mark, you said something I really wanted to go back on.
Well, I was just saying how it creates the look back inward.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. Just how, yeah, it is so much more important to study and to question and to discover because, you know, a lot of things, for example, like hair products and stuff, they put a load of crap in it to actually, like, to actually hurt your scalp and, like, actually not help you? You know, like when you look into this and you question, well, what is that and what's that then? And it just rolls and rolls and leads you on to actually see that most things in this day and age really are focused on just trying to sell them.
You know, that's so interesting you should say that. There are things I take for granted, like, for example, hand lotion. And I just noticed the time. So hand lotion is going to have to wait till when we come back.
But hand lotion is really important.
It is. Well, we can argue or talk about that. We can find a happy place with that as soon as we come back here with our guest, Victoria Jensen. We're going to be talking about spiritual hand lotion here on Life Changes with Filippo and Lots of Friends as soon as we come back.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of 4 and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
And we're back. And so if you're following us at because we're live from the Joint Studios. So if you go to thejointstudios.com, you can watch us there. And of course, you're probably listening to us at lifechangesnetworks.com. And earlier I gave the newearthproject.org website, and I gave us a long website, and evidently you can go just to new-earth-project.org. But of course, you could always go to lifechangesnetwork.com and find us there. So, Victoria, before we went on the break, I mentioned hand lotion.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me how this resonates with you. So someone came over the other day and her hands were dry, I guess. And she said, do you have any lotion? And I said, no, I don't use lotion. She said, you don't use lotion? Oh, you're such a guy. And I said, no, it's not that I don't put anything on my hands every once in a while. She says, yeah, like, what if your hands are dry? Why don't you have lotion? I don't understand.
Yeah.
I said, because there's something in lotion that actually dries your hand out even more.
Yeah.
And so you need more lotion.
Yeah.
And she said, I didn't know that.
In most things, right?
And so she said, what do you use? And I said, well, I'll use a natural coconut oil.
Yeah, perfect.
Raw coconut oil. Oh, I use olive oil. She said, I've never thought of that.
Yeah.
And so I gave her some to use.
And cacao butter. It's amazing.
Oh, cow butter.
Cacao.
Oh, cacao.
Not cow, okay.
Okay,
not cow.
Oh, cow butter. No, cacao butter. I got it. Okay.
Cacao butter,
yeah. So I just learned something. So you could use cacao butter and good stuff.
Sorry.
All right. So
cacao
do you
butter.
Agree? So you agree?
Should I speak more than American?
No, don't speak American.
Okay.
Don't speak American. All right. You do your thing because we love your thing.
Just if you are going to use anything, just use natural stuff. Okay. That's it.
Enough said, right?
A lot of, if you look on any packet of anything that you'll probably find in a supermarket, it's just full of toxic rubbish that's pumped in there from the petrochemical, pharmaceutical, these companies that are like trying to run the world and trying to poison people.
Yeah.
So watch out.
So we don't necessarily think maybe that the supermarkets should go away, but maybe they could start carrying all these wonderful things.
They should start stocking these amazing, beautiful things that are going to that change our vibration.
And are sustainable.
Help Earth, help us, make us better, don't make us ill. Yeah, they should obviously just like wake up.
Okay, well, speaking of waking up, all right, so you're suggesting that people go to, first of all, there's the Facebook page for people who like to communicate that way there,
and
right?
That's good, because we post up some, you know, regular updates, news, it's like interactive, and you can get like a more feel of being part of the family, whereas the website is really, really informative. It's got some amazing information on there, which everyone should check out. So do you want to, have you said the website?
I did. I'll say it again. new-earth-project.org. There, I said it again. And tell us what is the new and exciting fun stuff we might find.
Okay, well, so there is, on the New Earth Project website, you can see two buttons at the bottom of the page. One says presentation, and one says blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
And the presentation is kind of a compact presentation.
Yeah.
And you click on it, and it introduces you to the concept, and it really walks you through like what it's about. It gives you a great feeling with a lot of art and beauty and creativity, and really this really is what it's about. This isn't a dream. It's happening all over the world. And next year there's going to be thousands of settlements happening. So I'm going down to Costa Rica on September the 9th to get going on that one. And then we've got them in Brazil.
The helicopter is going to come to the studio.
Yeah. Actually, no, I got my flight. One way to get to the jungle,
Okay. And the blueprint?
Yeah, the blueprint, a very, very in-depth blueprint about the plan. And, you know, it really walks you through the economy, the farming, I mean, seriously, I could really go into some technologies right now, which I want to, but I don't know if we have time. A little bit I will.
We don't.
No? Very important thing is water and water, you know?
For those of you who didn't understand.
And so there's some really a lot of technology that they're changing up and applying to the settlements. And so you can find a lot of information on the blueprint.
There. Well, you know what? Actually, I want to give a shout out to, well, you have two friends here, but one in particular is, we have Gingy. Hi, Gingy. And we have Crystal Etri. And Crystal, beside you accompanying Victoria here, because she's always traveling in beautiful groups, I'd like to hang out with your group one time.
On. Okay, come on.
And dance. And, dance in the streets. You're a naturopathic doctor.
Yes, that's correct.
So you too, you're young and a doctor already, and you're like, your focus was this, like, what made you?
Yeah, I'm really passionate about health and wellness, and you know, I got really disenchanted with the medical system, and it's I went to school to learn how to look at the body in a different way, and it's rather than, our bodies are brilliant. And so when we experience symptoms and things like that, rather than masking them with drugs, surgery, and things like that, it's really getting to the root cause of why we're feeling the way that we're feeling. And so it's listening to our bodies, and rather than when a fire goes off, shutting off the fire alarm, really paying attention to what that is. And, you know, and our bodies.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
our bodies are the vehicles for our souls, and we're all here for a reason. And so we have to take care of our house, our home. And so,
you know, I'm sorry, I'm stuck on the fire alarm thing. That makes so much sense. It's kind of like you go to the doctor and the doctor says, well, duh, you got batteries in your fire alarm. Just take the batteries out and you're fine. And take a couple of these and go back to sleep. Well, there's a fire in the freaking house.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. I'm sorry. So go on. You're doing great.
No, I'm just saying that, when we're all here for a reason, we have to take care of our homes, which are our bodies. And we do that by, you know, what we put into our body and, you know, how we treat it, our thoughts, everything. Everything starts and, you know, energetically and then manifests into our body. So we have to pay attention to that and then bring our bodies back into balance.
Yeah, wow. That was, yeah, exactly.
Well said.
We're on a liquid diet right now, actually.
You are.
A raw liquid diet. We're vibrating really high.
No wonder you're so high.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it helps.
I want some. What is it you're drinking?
Well, no, I mean, we're just doing raw vegan, but liquid mostly. We've been cheating a bit with watermelon. We've got a problem.
Oh, I can't get off the watermelon this year.
Yeah, oh, it's so good.
I'm charging the batteries, per se.
Charging the batteries, yeah.
Not taking them out, yeah.
So, I mean, look at you. Look, you know, it's funny because people say, oh, I don't want to go on a fast because I don't want to be low in energy and all that. But
not a fast, though. We're like, really eat a lot.
But it's all vegan raw.
Yeah, which is the way I've been raw vegan for 5 years.
Wow.
That's why I'm really happy and full of energy and good energy. Nothing suffers and it's all raw and I get all the life from it.
You know, we don't have really time for this discussion in depth, but I think it's important to note when you talk about her energy level and that, you know, when you're eating processed foods, you're eating dead food. There's no light and there's no energy. When you go back to the to raw and vegan and these diets, there's not only light in the food, it's living food, but there's also the processes that take place that create and unlock more energy. And that's what people don't understand. So we'll probably have a couple more shows about that.
Yeah, sure. I think we need to, actually. And I think I need to go on a cleanser, a fast again. And actually, I did one for 40 days. And after 40 days, I was like walking on air. I was happy. And people were like, what's going on with you?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you know, what's going on with you?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's a bit weird, but people are like, what's your deal?
Yeah,
why
right.
Why are you so crazy? And you're like, why are you so crazy? Because you're not happy.
there she goes. You know, we lost control of the show right
there.
So, you know, I have to say, I want to give a shout out to you, Victoria Jensen, because
to you.
No, to you.
High five.
Okay, because here she is. She gets to have her big moment in the spotlight, right? With the first radio interview she gets to do as the new ambassador. And what does she do? She invites two other friends to come into the studio. And I said, well, you don't have time for it. And she's like, well, at least my friend here, you got to let her talk about her stuff. And she's sharing her spotlight and her moment.
Oh, wait, and it's not that's my moment at all. And that's not
life is your moment, isn't it? So since
it's not about me anyway.
See how she is?
Oh, stop it.
What's wrong with you? Look at that. That's just beautiful. That's just beautiful. Okay. I'm just going to say it. So since Victoria wanted this, Crystal, could you give us a website where people can learn about you?
Yeah. I work in San Diego, actually. So SolanaWellness.com.
SolanaWellness.com. Mm-hmm. And are you on the website?
I'm on the
Crystal
website.
Etri?
Yeah, and I work with some other naturopaths there as well, an acupuncturist, massage therapist.
Okay.
And they're all really happy.
And they're all really happy and eating watermelons and on water.
And working with crystals.
And working with crystals.
Like crystal. Actually, that's, do you know
Crystal? Yeah. Oh, you just figured that out. Yeah, crystal energy.
I love crystals, yeah. And I love working with the energy of crystals.
She's been doing some amazing healing on my foot, actually. It works, actually. It's got
blood
cells. Well, of course it works. That's what she does.
I know, but it's like really... It was only an hour ago, and it's like getting better.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
She puts the fire out in the houses. You're like a fireman.
The crystal host.
The crystal host. All right, and that's our show. We better get off before we go deeper. So evidently, we've had Gingy on the show, and we've had Crystal Etri on the show. And, of course, we've had our guest of honor, Victoria Jensen, on the show. And you can learn more about her and what she's up to at Actually, I didn't see you on that website, but I saw you on Facebook, and you can go to new-earth-project.org. With that, we'll be right back after this with our producer's wrap, and knowing Victoria and her friends, they'll probably be joining in on that as well.
You ain't holding us back!
See? You ain't holding us back. Is that what I heard? I told
this
you
may
we lost
turn
control.
Into a regular gig
we us. Lost control of the show a long time ago. Oh, look, they're getting into cahoots. That's it. I'm not going to commercial because I'm afraid to come back. With that, again, you can find us on camera at thejointstudios.com. And, of course, you're probably listening to us at lifechangesnetwork.com. We'll be right back with all our friends here live from the Joint Studios in Burbank.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org. Or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org. Or telephone 323-592-3181. Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
We're back and we're live and we're having a lot of fun. Yes, there you go. Live. You know, Mark, actually, before the show, I asked this question because last week, you and I were talking about, was it last week or the week before, living in the now versus living for the now. And so without, you know, prompting her, I asked Victoria, and she almost gave the exact answer I did, which was like mind blowing and felt really good. Where we talked about living for the now is kind of like nothing else exists, and so this is the only moment, and so you can go ahead and crash the world and your body, and nothing matters. And living in the now is everything exists right now. So you love everything and you experience everything at once and you do what's right for everything right now. Mm-hmm. And if there's anyone that seems to embody that, is her. Obviously, she knew the difference without even having thought about that before.
Well, I don't know if when we talked about it, this came up last time, but I think there's even a third perspective on that same word.
Because sure.
For the moment also could mean not necessarily kind of exploiting the now, but like as you were saying, but always in anticipation.
She said that too.
Always,
yeah, exactly.
You know, waiting for tomorrow.
Exactly.
Waiting
she says like you're living for something else and planning for something else as opposed to like being in here and seeing what actually is here and living for right now.
Like don't just wait for the time to be right because that won't come if you think like that. What you need to do is take the risk and not be scared because if you're not scared, then you'll just flow the right way because the universe will get your back and take you where you're meant to go.
By a helicopter.
By this massive whale under the sea that takes me around the world.
Well, so there's that.
Yeah.
There is that.
And then there's energy.
And then there's energy. Well, you know, that's, we started talking about, you know, energy is everything. And that's what I was going to say, because that's something that Victoria preaches. But you know, she mentioned thoughts, and
yeah.
people think of thoughts as something that's internal and that's separate. But what they're not making the connection, which we know at this point, is that thoughts are energy. And so, you know, looking at thoughts as energy, there's really no difference between a thought and any other aspect of energy they think about. And it makes it that important, you know, whether you have positive thoughts or negative thoughts, and then how much of those are you putting into each category?
Wow. I'm listening. Go on.
And the more you do, you know, the more you create. Because if you have a lot of negative thoughts, obviously you're gonna, you know, it's gonna tip the scales. Mm-hmm. So you know, people think of it a cliche, and they look at, you know, the negative thinking versus the positive thinking as something nice to talk about.
Yeah.
But they're not getting into the reality of what they are doing every time they're processing that. And I've been there. I've been, you know, I played both the victim, and I've been, you know, able to move past it at times. And I think the more that you start looking at yourself and not everyone else, and looking at your own decisions, and then start to apply, is that a positive thought or is it a negative thought? And then look at the results that you're getting. You'll see it's a direct reflection of the amount of either positive or negative thinking that you're putting out there. That's what you will get, period.
Mm. You know, that's interesting, actually, because a couple of weeks ago I was kind of complaining. I'd just gotten off a plane from Milwaukee, where I had sung at an Italian, the largest Italian festival in the nation, and it was fun and all that, but I had no time leading up to it and to prepare as well as I wanted to, and then I got there, and I was about to walk on stage with this, like, why does this always happen? And I thought, I just need to let go and just enjoy this moment, and I'm sure it's all going to flow beautifully. And it did, and people were like, oh, the show was amazing. And then so here I am. I'm about to get on a plane pretty much after the show and go to the Sergio Franchi concert. And actually, if anybody's curious, it's in Connecticut this coming Saturday. And you can go to sergiofranchi.com, sergiofranchi.com. And it's with full orchestra, and it 5,000-6,000 people in the audience. And I'm like getting ready to go. I still don't have the arrangements for the orchestra. And I haven't heard them. Some of them have new melodies, so I haven't, you know, learned the melodies. I don't know if they're in my keys or not, and the arranger's working on them, and I'll get them to you, blah, blah, blah. And I'm at that place again. I'm like, why does this always happen? I'm nervous. I'm, you know, why? And I got so, and I had to remind myself that, remember when last time, and go leading up to it, and that wasn't fun, was it? But it ended up being beautiful as soon as you let go. And so I let go this afternoon, and I'm like, it's going to be fun. It's going to be beautiful, and it's going to be perfect. And as soon as I said that, like, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes later, the arranger sent all of the orchestrations.
In German?
In German.
Oh, it's...
I hope not. I haven't looked at them yet. Like, as I was getting ready for this show,
how far
now I'm nervous
go?
Again.
Oh no!
And so I forget it. You know,
just... a pause while Filippo looks up the arrangements.
Yeah, let me go to my emails and look at these. But no, I just like I. It's like it's going to be fun. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be a beautiful day. And I'm gonna have fun, but more importantly, there's 6,000 people out there that are paying $45 to come see this, right? And they want a good time. And if I'm up there nervous and upset, I can't put the energy that Victoria puts out, right?
Don't be nervous, don't be upset.
Speaking of, right? It's actually perfect, because don't you just have to sing and move your hands a lot?
I sing and move my hands and dance on stage. Where was I going with this?
You're just saying that, yeah, the power
everywhere.
Of thought.
Yeah.
Positive thought.
That's what I was saying,
always,
right?
Everything that happens, always look at it as it happens for the better. That's what my twin sister says. Everything that happens for the better. So it's like, if something that you think is bad, you perceive it as bad, don't take it on and be like upset and pissed off about it. Actually take it and reflect on it and say, okay, well, happened for a reason. So it's fine, it's good, and like the next thing's going to be better, and it's all good, really.
And now that I've learned this lesson, the next concert... I'll have the orchestrations way ahead of time, and it's going to be no problem because I learned it, and
yeah,
I don't have to.
You don't even need to like worry too much about that. Just don't worry about it. Just like let it all flow. Maybe you're not meant to have everything so controlled. Maybe let go of control.
See?
Maybe you're just really early for the next concert. See? That's perfect.
You know, this is perfect, actually. This is so perfect. I want to do it again. Well, we're obviously going to do it next week when I get back. And I'll tell you how wonderful it was.
Yeah.
And easy flowing and beautiful. But also, Victoria, it'd be fun to have, well, you kind of had your sisters in here. And earlier I misspoke. I said we had three beautiful ladies, but we have four.
Yeah.
With our producer, Dorothy Donahue, in the show, who is our friend and all of our friend as well. So excuse the having misspoken. She's giving me the eye.
Not the first time.
In a gentle and kind way, loving and understanding. Stop pushing it. I said I misspoke. I think that's big of me. Anyways, I was thinking of our guests. And now with that, I thank our guests and our guests and our guests. And thank all of you for being with us all this time, with, my co-host Mark and myself. This is good.
Thank you for having us. It's been really good.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's a pleasure. Come back again soon.
Will.
And with that, I'm Filippo Voltaggio reminding you that as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
Ciao.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.